Independence Air stopped flying for good this week, 2 months after the company filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. It was a sad event for a lot of us who had high hopes for the discount airline. The Motley Fool radio show talked to Independence Air CEO Kerry Skeen back in August of 2004, shortly after the airline was launched. Skeen talked about what made Independence Air different.
What separates us from the legacy carriers is that, in one word, is we keep it simple. You know, the major carriers, and I'm not saying this is not something that is needed, but they try to be everything to everybody. And what I mean by that is they want to be able to take everyone to any part of the world. So they have all these alliances with international carriers. They fly a very mixed fleet of aircraft. They'll have maybe 10 or 12 different fleet types. And they do business with virtually every airline in the world. That is very complex. It's good for the consumer that wants to go on, you know, to some remote destination. They can use the major brand products to be able to get there one way or the other. Mm-hmm. But what it does, it adds a lot of complexity and it adds a lot of cost. And then if you look at ourselves or other low-cost carriers, we typically have one or at the most two aircraft types. We do not do business with other airlines. So when you fly us or if you flew Southwest, you can only go on us. In other words, we won't check your bag onto a different airline. Mm-hmm. And that saves a lot of money in terms of transferring baggage at the ramp level at an airport.
Fuel prices were a big culprit behind Independence Air's problems. Last year, fuel prices averaged around $75 a barrel. That was up from around $50 a barrel in 2004, but some airlines were not as adversely affected. Southwest Airlines was able to hedge 80% of its fuel prices last year at around just $26 a barrel. According to Ray Neidel of Calion Securities, this year only 70% of Southwest Airlines' fuel is hedged, and that's at $36 a barrel. Shares of Southwest are up over the last year, but are down over the last 5 years. Southwest has been one of the stock market's real long-term darlings. JetBlue, a stock on my recommended list, also hedged a lot of its fuel costs last year, but hasn't hedged as much this year. Shares of JetBlue doubled back in 2003, but have given back all those gains and now trade around where they did when the stock first went public back in 2002. 'Cause I'm leaving on a jet.